All right, my friends. Happy Wine Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, and it's National Creme Brulee Day.
Oh, my favorite.
I'm just sharing the good news, my friends, sharing the good news. If creme brulee doesn't do it for you, perhaps a little scotch, a wee bit of scotch might be a better fit because it's also National Scotch Day.
What a
combo. Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like the perfect end to an evening.
Absolutely.
A little scotch, a little creme brulee.
Or a beginning.
Yeah. That's my girl. Yeah. That's my producer. You see how productive we are around here, folks. We're getting it done. Yeah. We are getting it done while having a great time, no doubt about it. This past week, I went to Foxy Nails, and I think that if you've been listening for a while, you all know that I am dedicated to Foxy Nails. I've been with them since their grand opening a little over 3 years ago. They just got a new product in. It's called Chrome.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm using it as an expression now. Like, I got chromed. And it's fantastic.
Really?
There's 6 different shades of chrome. So you pick your base color.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get the chrome overlay. And it's applied very gently with like a sponge brush. Foxy Nails is the only nail salon in Vero Beach that is offering this product.
It's the only chromer. I love
it. It's awesome. It's so awesome. The process was fun, but they're open 7 days a week. You can go in, get a manicure, get a pedicure, waxing. They do these gorgeous lash extensions that last for several weeks on end if you have an upcoming wedding or big event that you want to really look glammed up for. But if you go in, mention Chromed, check out what it looks like. It's on our Vero Insider Facebook. It's on the Foxy Nails Facebook page, but it's a really great look and it's perfect for summer. It catches
so
the sun.
Cute. Yeah.
It's shine.
Nearly like gold.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So you get to pick your under color and then you chrome her up?
And then you chrome her up. Bam.
That's like turquoise, pink, yellow, blue, whatever, and then chrome.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
I got it.
It's really cool.
Perfect.
So it's a great new look. So check it out over at Foxy Nails. And again, if you mentioned the Vero Insider, you mentioned Anna, you get a free nail design.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So don't forget, you know, name dropping. It's valuable.
Yeah.
It'll get you things. Mm-hmm. It'll get you places. Mm-hmm. At least at Foxy's. I know that much.
Yeah.
And then the hair studio of Vero, right now she's doing $95 keratin treatments. With the weather and the humidity the way it is, you can get a beautiful keratin treatment so frizz will not be your enemy. You can't beat that price. It's like $300 retail in other salons. It's a summertime special. You must mention the Vero Insider. And she's also doing partial hair highlights. You can get that perfect sun-kissed look for only $65. Walk-ins are welcome. Mm-hmm. The salon accommodates both gals and guys. And she's over there on Oslo and US 1. In fact, I think I might get Vicky's oldest boy to be hopping ship and checking out the salon soon. He keeps he keeps complimenting me and he says, "You really think I can go?" Yes. Guys are very welcome there. You're going to like it.
Now he's the one that's 2-1.
No, he's going to be 23 August 4th.
Oh, my goodness.
They had all summer babies.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, they were. They were cold 9 months before that. That's what happened.
That is.
Right around my birthday.
There you go.
Really?
In addition, there's some great tournaments coming up because we do want to take advantage of how beautiful the weather is, especially if you start early in the morning at Sandridge. You can start your tea time at 7 a.m. You can download the app to schedule your own tea time if you don't want the hassle of calling in. But Sandridge is the premier public golf course. It's owned by the county, so it's incredibly maintained, but it's a fun venue. Mm-hmm. And as a nonprofit, if you're looking for ways to raise money and raise awareness, they oftentimes host scrambles and so forth so that you can have lots of players come and participate and
that
you can raise funds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So could that be a matchmaker for Parabel?
As
a team building.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It's right on 58th Avenue. If you've gone north to the fairgrounds, you've gone a bit too far. But Sandridge, they have gift certificates available and a top-of-the-line pro shop with anything you can imagine for the golfer in your life, whether they're a kid, a male, a female, it's all right there at Sandridge. Newly renovated, too. It looks gorgeous.
It was always gorgeous, and now they just added more to it.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, what a great place to play.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So there's a forum coming up at the Sebastian Chamber. And this is important for us as residents of Indian River County so that we can be really aware in who we're casting our vote for on August 30th, correct?
Yes. It's a county commission candidates forum. It's going to be presented by the Chamber Legislative Government Affairs Committee. And it's going to be at the City of Sebastian Council Chambers. And it's August 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. And it's great because you can bring in questions and we can ask them to the candidates and you can ask them, you know, if they're what your concerns are.
Are you for this, against this? What does this mean?
Exactly.
Well, that's important. Give us the time.
Yeah.
It's from 7 to 9 p.m. at the City of Sebastian in the council chambers. And it's August 16th.
Okay.
And it's open to the public.
That's 2 weeks before the big cast your vote day. So that's
right.
Perfect.
And that way
timing.
You can learn what their goals are and what they really want to do for the county. So you can actually cast your vote instead of just saying, I've heard this name before. I'm going to vote for him. You can actually see what everybody does.
I think that's important. And that's great that the Sebastian Chamber is providing that outlet for us.
Yeah.
And what else do you have going on there, little lady?
Okay. Well, we talked about breakfast next Friday, our lunch on August 9th. We also have the Government Affairs Committee. Then we have a couple ribbon cuttings at Vintage to Vogue. It's a brand new store.
Very excited. So this is Kim Ellis's new endeavor. It's on US 1 there in Sebastian.
Yep.
And Vicky, I'm smitten with the sunglasses that you walked in. Didn't you
so
think,
sorry.
Cecilia? Didn't you think they were pretty
absolutely
flashy? Pretty
very
fantastic?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I meant to buy those for you for your birthday, but then when they went on my face, that was the end of it.
You did not get them for your birthday, Anna.
They're mine.
She's honest.
Well, she's honest to a fault, that one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're going to do a ribbon cutting there August 10th at 5:30, and it's at 1621 U.S. Highway 1. It is the coolest store. She has so many. I've gotten a little bit of trouble. I might have bought a few things. But she has wonderful stuff. It's all vintage, and then she's got Vogue. She's got purse lines. She's got flamingos. She's got... I mean, you name it, it's there. And she has like a Paris room, a China room, so it's really kind of neat.
I just got done reading a great book called A Vintage Affair, and it was all about vintage clothes and tied it into like a romance story.
Mm-hmm.
And then to hear that Kim Ellis turned around and opened a vintage shop right here, I just can't wait to peruse myself. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's very English as well, this vintage look.
Yeah. In fact, the book I just read was all set in England. It makes perfect sense what you're saying to me right now. I get it.
Yeah, and then we have Sebastian River Medical Center is doing an expansion. They're having
a
big groundbreaking ceremony on August 29th, which is a Monday at 11:30 a.m. And then I have one more exciting one.
Mm.
We have our media auction coming up, which is going to be in September. It's September 16th.
Save the date.
Save the date.
Because you can buy huge media packages for a fraction of the cost.
Exactly.
As a business owner, that's huge.
Right. So you can get a couple $1,000 package for $100 or something, you know? It's a really good deal.
Yeah. Cecilia's excited about this offering from the Sebastian Chamber. The media auction, I know that as the Vero Insider, we donate an hour-long interview.
Yep.
And it's gone every year. And it's gone very well. But that's a great auction. Mm-hmm. There's some impressive packages.
Yeah, we have Channel 5. We have you. We have 32963, Vero News, Press
All
Journal,
the print,
Hometown
media,
News. Yeah, everybody. So WQCS, we have web banner projects, people who do websites, all kinds of stuff. So it's really a fun event. We've got it going to be catered by Woody's Barbecue. We're going to have a full bar. And M&N Worldwide is going to be our bar sponsor. And then we have Bay Street Pharmacy, who's sponsoring the event. So it's going to be a big thing. We're doing it at the Chamber because we want everybody to come to the Chamber so they could see what we've done in renovations. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And you get such great deals.
Oh, wow.
And Wesley Davis, our county commissioner.
Is the live auctioneer.
He is.
He's got good energy, one. He does indeed. Well, there's a lot of things happening at the Sebastian Chamber. And if you are a media, perhaps, like...
If you're looking to donate some of your media?
Precisely.
Yes, please call us at 589-5969 or reach out to us at sebastianchamber.com because we're always looking for media outlets and people to give us packages so that we can support their business, promote their business at the media auction, and also help the consumers that are there to purchase stuff. So
it's a win-win.
Right.
It's a win-win. So we were talking about renovations at the Sebastian Chamber building, which mm-hmm. of course is stunning. Obviously, there's renovations happening right now for Parabel. There's some construction going on so that you can do your headquarter relocation.
Yeah.
So what are some of the loose timelines that we're looking at?
Well, we were hoping to be started a little bit earlier than what we have because it was raining a lot during June. So we've literally just started the foundations.
Oh.
But we're actually hoping to be finished by sort of mid-fall. And then the processing line coming in straight after that. We've got commissioning and certification. A lot of these certifications going on in the food industry, like GMP, ISO, etc. So we think we'll have the products available about sort of beginning of next year, around Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we've
got to
start.
It's not that far off in the horizon.
No. And a lot of people are calling in and just want to buy straight from our website. And I'm trying to say, you've got to wait until it goes into the stores. Because, of course, it's like a food ingredient. So it goes into another product.
Right.
You know, into the, you know, the health food stores or into the Publix or Walmart or whatever it's going into.
So who would be some of your ideal customers? Because they're not all local.
No. It's literally around the world. Since we won the award, we have had about 50-50 from, you know, within the USA and outside of the USA.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and it's a who's who of the food industry, really. So it doesn't matter whether they're in just food as such or whether they're in, you know, the supplement sector, which is a specific, obviously, you're buying the protein powder or the bars or et cetera.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. This is just fascinating to me. And, okay, so let's see. The amount of volume that you're estimating for the next few years would be approximately?
Well, we you know, the food industry is very large. So I think the whole industry is about sort of 6 to 10 million tons of protein ingredients. So we won't even dent that market.
But
we're definitely going to try to make a small little impact, you know, at sort of starting at the 1,000 tons, going up to, you know, maybe 10,000, maybe 40, 50,000 and growing on from there. I mean, obviously, at the moment, we only have 450 acres that we have leased from local landowners. Thank you very much. But you know, we can expand that. Mm-hmm. We also can expand further outside of the US if we want to. But initially, we have it good over here, so we don't really need to go anywhere else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And keeping it here, there's more quality control that can happen,
absolutely,
especially as you're birthing this amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people are interested in the made in the USA, mm-hmm, actually.
Myself included.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even other countries, like, for example, they've had a lot of problems in China with their food quality. Mm-hmm. So especially in infant formula. And as you all know, that it's made mainly out of protein mm-hmm, ingredients. They have just recently lifted their one-child policy. So they're literally their demand of infant formula is going to double in the next few years.
Easily. Oh, yeah.
So we have something there which will end up being, you know, a few years worth of certification, obviously. But it could, you know, it could be quite a large amount of volume just into the infant formula industry.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And here you are just filling a need. And yeah, it's going to be right in our own backyard.
That's right,
folks. We have Cecilia in the house today with Parabel. Lentein.com is the site, L-E-N-T-E-I-N, Lentein.com. You can go to Parabel.com, find out a little bit more about their products, about the company, see if it's a fit for you as an investor, perhaps as a landowner, it might be a good fit,
yeah,
or even for the opportunity of employment as they're looking for at least 50 extra.
Yeah, that's the short term.
Short term.
You know, as we grow, it'll be more than that.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
That is really exciting. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We're almost in the home stretch, but I got a few tricks up my sleeves, so don't go anywhere.
It's time to buy a home, that is, whether it's your first home or upgrading. We at Caliber Home Loans have years of experience and can navigate you through the complexities of lending, offering free pre-approvals and local appraisers, allowing you to shop with confidence. Buying a home, looking to refinance, or simply have questions, call the Caliber Home Loans team at 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER. And online at CaliberTreasureCoast.com.
Communication and dedication. At First American Title, our focus is to provide you with the highest level of customer service while providing peace of mind for homebuyers, sellers, and the real estate professional. With over 100 years in business, First American Title provides comprehensive title insurance coverage with accuracy and integrity. Getting buyers and sellers to the closing table shouldn't be stressful. Let's get you there with confidence. Visit us on the web at firstam.com. At First American Title, our priorities are simple. They're yours.
At National Bank of Commerce, we've found the very best way to excel in personal banking is to never, ever lose sight of the person. Our talented team of associates is here to help you accomplish more in your personal financial life. From smarter banking products to wise counsel, our people are personally invested in your financial success. What's more, with National Bank of Commerce, you can bank the way you want to bank, from convenient branches to ATMs to phone, online, and mobile banking. We provide the access you need to stay in control. Personal banking with an emphasis on personal. That feels about right. Your neighbors, your friends, your bankers, we are National Bank of Commerce, 2145 Indian River Boulevard, formerly the Vero Beach Book Center location, FDIC insured, and equal housing lender. National Bank of Commerce.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Happy almost birthday to me, to me. Happy almost birthday to me, to me. Oh, yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Ana Valencia Tillery, and mañana is my cumpleaños. Oh, my goodness.
That even sounds better than the real thing.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's like not real, real.
It's just kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
Just quick improv. That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm on cloud nine. I have two lovely ladies in the studio. We're learning some great information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pac-Mail right now, folks, is doing a wonderful promotion for the shipping of all your dorm essentials. This is sort of that time where your kids are getting ready to go back off to university. And if university is not local, then we can help you with all of those shipping needs, all of the dorm essentials from curtains and comforters and miscellaneous dishes to even just some of the random chairs, beanbag chairs, you name it. In fact, we just sent some really cool beanbag chairs this past week out to California for a student who was going out there. But the best part is, my friends, it's free pickups. That's right. So Pac-Mail comes to your residence. They come to your business free of charge. No other provider does that.
No.
And then we pick up those goods. We bring them back to our store. We package them. And we ensure that the products arrive safe and sound, on time, and intact to wherever their destination is. And, of course, we ship more than just dorm stuff year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Furniture, heirlooms, sentimental pieces, all those things we can help you with.
And what about the airline stuff? You don't want to lug your golf clubs.
Oh, you are so right.
I don't want to do that. I just like no way.
We have a whole roll of golf clubs that are getting ready to be shipped.
There you go.
Right now.
See?
And, you know, you got your favorite clubs. If they're your favorite clubs.
You got to have them.
You're not going to chance a rental club set when it's a big tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not chancing it.
Or you don't want to chance them and have them lost or something.
For sure.
Or lug them through the airport.
Yeah.
That's a great way.
Mm-hmm.
And at Pac-Mail, we do provide round trip boxing and proper postage for any of your luggage and gear. So this comes into play too with skis, the golf clubs, lacrosse equipment, you name it.
And
we're
great
happy to
prices.
Help. Yep. Very affordable. So at Pac-Mail Beachside, we're vested in the community. Mm-hmm. We'd love to help you with all your shipping needs. one of the things that we were talking about, because we do have Cecilia here of Parabell, and we're talking about how interesting this product is that they are growing right here in Indian River County. And they, you liked it to something of like the stereotypes of back in the day with cigarettes, right?
Yes, it's a little bit like that, because people in the food industry, they're using a lot of soy proteins that were never meant to be isolated. They were meant to be fermented. And in Asia, they've been eaten for thousands of years as a fermented product, but they don't really normally get eaten isolated. So we never knew the impact of this, but it's begun to happen now all around.
And they're telling people that they have to put labels on this as such. Correct?
No, they haven't started doing that yet, but there's been some publications out, scientific publications out, that it wasn't as good for us as they thought it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's that little shock and awe. Mm-hmm. Well, on July 27th of 1965, okay, so this is going back a few years, a couple decades, in the U.S., the Federal Cigarette Labeling and Advertising Act was signed into law. The law required health warnings on all cigarette packages. So that was in 1965 that they put that big warning sign. Poison.
Hazardous.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that will happen. I think
it could.
Actually, when we talk about labels, they have been talking about having to put if you have genetically modified or organism in your food, that you should have to label that. And it's actually being discussed right now. USDA and FDA is talking about whether we have to or not. And in Vermont, they have already made it an absolute requirement that you have to put it onto the label if you have genetically modified ingredients in your food.
Oh, I think it's important. I mean, look at, we used to be so much smaller. Now we're taller. Our feet are bigger. Our weights are more. You know, it's just amazing because there's so much stuff that they put in.
You got that right.
Yeah, I think it's also the hormonal system. I don't think that men were maybe supposed to eat such a lot of estrogen. And in fact, females should probably not eat as much estrogen either.
This is all fascinating stuff and things that we need to be observant about.
Absolutely.
To say the least. Let's see. It was this day in 1940 that Bugs Bunny made his official debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon, A Wild Hare, H-A-R-E.
Yay. That's like a yay.
That's
like
a
good birthday. That's like
a
good birthday yay.
That's a wonderful birthday yay.
Yeah.
He's so iconic as part of our just entire, I mean, gosh, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, I'm one of my favorites.
Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck.
Roadrunner.
Right, Roadrunner. And my son says to me, he's 9, what was the Roadrunner's real name? I said, they just call him Roadrunner, honey. That was it. That was his name.
He thought it was an alias?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that kid.
I know. He's delicious.
He's so cute.
What can I say? What can I say? Caliber Home Loans, they have actually done something great at Caliber. You know, when you bank at your regular bank, they provide you business and personal checking accounts. They provide you a plethora of investment opportunities and so forth. But at Caliber Home Loans, they just do home loans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking to upsize, downsize, if you're looking to get a second home, perhaps it's a condo, or maybe you're looking to
refinance,
precisely. Caliber Home Loans is the trusted team to look upon because they do just this, and they're going to do it very well, and they're going to do whatever they can to help make your transaction be a smooth one. They have a variety of loan options, but they're local, and all the decisions are made local and in-house with local appraisers. Mm-hmm. They're right on Miracle Mile. This is the time of year, as we're getting ready to go back into season, if you're thinking about selling your home, to start gussying it up and get it all ready so that you can go on and make a good sale. You want to be able to make some money.
And local is so important to know all the ins and outs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing like that.
They're a dynamic team. Mm-hmm. These ladies know what they're doing, and they'll go above and beyond. I have several of my friends working with them, and there were times where they thought that that they couldn't get approved with their own bank. They went to Caliber, and they're already in their new home. That's right. How quickly it's happening. So visit thebureauinsider.com if you would, please, and live link to all of our sponsors. Check out their Facebook page and show them a little love, because supporting local is what we do best. I'd like to thank my wonderful guests. We have Vicki Wild. She's the membership director at the Sebastian Chamber for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Cecilia of Parabel. Welcome, my dear.
Thank you.
Welcome to Indian River County. Mm-hmm. We're glad to have you. And make sure that you visit their website. Sites, Parabel.com and SebastianChamber.com, so you can check out some of their events and find out more of what their offerings are. Until next week, my friends. Cheers!